I would say of all our radio affiliates, the view out the CAF studio is the nicest one.
That's a pretty nice view, that's for sure.
We are broadcasting live in Flagstaff, Arizona on Route 66 CAF Country Studios, our Flagstaff radio affiliate. We have the home show this weekend at the Sky Dome, and you can see it right perfectly out the CAF studio window. So that'll open up at 10 o'clock here in just about an hour for Northern Arizona homeowners to come take a preview of what's going on in the Flagstaff area.
Home and Garden Market.
It's a lot of talking to JKC yesterday. She said there was a lot of people up from Cottonwood and Camp Verde yesterday.
Oh, well, that would be a perfect opportunity to come up and see it. And if you're in the neighborhood, I'll be doing a demonstration, live demonstration on stage at the Walk Up Sky Dome at the Flagstaff Home and Garden Show at high noon today. So I doubt that I'll have time to eat lunch, so I might be in a kind of a surly mood. But I'll be talking about home security and things you can do in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. These are simple projects you can do yourself over the course of a weekend that will greatly enhance the security of your own home. So that's at noon.
I think.
Walk Up Sky Dome.
That's an hour.
NAU campus.
Sky Dome's right there. You got time for a Bun Huggers.
Oh, well.
It's hard, right straight between here and there.
Hard to beat a Bun Huggers cheeseburger, that's for sure. Man, I love those. So we're in Flagstaff. Absolutely beautiful morning this morning. If you didn't catch the 7 a.m. hour, I would encourage you to do so. We talked about things to do in Flagstaff. In particular, we had the education curator from the Reardon Mansion State Park talking about the Reardon Mansion, which was, to me, it's one of the more intriguing private residences ever built in Arizona. And if you haven't seen it, get up to Flagstaff and make sure you catch it. Speaking of intriguing houses, Romy, as you know, I kind of ran up some rapid reward miles this past week. I left Phoenix after the broadcast last Saturday and flew to Charlotte.
That had been 2 weeks ago, because last week you were on remote from Chicago Airport.
Okay, you're right. 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks. See, you ran a lot of rapid reward flyer miles up.
Thank you. You're right. I 2 weeks ago, I left for Charlotte and with a stop in Atlanta and was able to go up this particular street where we passed Jeff Gordon's house that the company I was there to visit, they had built that house. And then we passed Harvick's house, and this company I was with built that house. So there's like a whole row of NASCAR drivers that this company has built. At the end of this road is kind of a little hill with about a 6,000-square-foot brick home that's almost 100 years old. And they were remodeling that hilltop home. I have to tell you, it's the first $7 million remodel I've ever seen. $7 million remodel project. And I want to tell you, it was impressive. So that was in Charlotte.
Richard Petty's house then?
No, it's not. He's not affiliated with the NASCAR industry at all. He's actually a soda pop distributor. So, $1.50 a can, you know. But when you when you have the distributor rights for two states, I guess it all adds up.
Wow.
And so, beautiful home. Saw some interesting technology there. They do a lot of geothermal, which is very, very intriguing to me. I wish Arizona was more conducive to geothermal. There are very limited applications where we can get our heating and cooling from the ground, because our sandy granite, decomposed granite soils just aren't conducive to drilling those geothermal wells that we can do the heat exchange with, like all the clays that are back in the Midwest and the East and the Southeast, where it's become so popular. But
well, when we figure it out, that's going to be a very cool technology, because you're basically, from what I understand, you're running water through these pipes down into the ground where it's 72 degrees, and then the water comes back up, and it's these water lines are all through the walls and roof of your home.
Well, so that's one method of geothermal.
Just the cost of the pump to run the water lines through your house keeps it at a consistent 72 degrees year-round.
And the pump is a quarter horsepower, so it's drawing the same amount of electricity as a 40-watt light bulb. So you could keep your house at 72 degrees year-round for about $11 a month.
That's so cool.
And that water circulatory system that you're talking about was actually developed in Israel. And they actually tried to build a home with that technology out in Santan Valley. But the fellow that was doing the development on it kind of went too far in the construction before he went to go get a bank loan. And the bank says, okay, wait, you want me to loan you money on a house in Santan Valley that has no heater and no air conditioner on it? No way. So I think he's kind of in a cash-strapped position right now trying to finish that particular house. But it is really, really creative technology. It's just another one of those ways that, you know, ingenuity, human ingenuity is going to continue to bring us new and better ways to do everything. So Charlotte is in an extreme labor shortage. They're going through an extreme building boom right now. Atlanta going through an extreme building boom in an extreme labor shortage. I went Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago. Chicago is booming, and an extreme labor shortage. Then I went down to New Orleans. I've never seen so much tenant improvement and commercial development in New Orleans ever. It rivals the amount of work that was being done after Hurricane Katrina. That's how much work. That's how many projects were underway. And I'll tell you what, the labor shortage is something we're going to have to solve. And I want to just reach out to all of you that have nieces and nephews and children and grandchildren that are making their way through high school, that are trying to contemplate what they want to do with the rest of their life. The construction industries, being able to work with your hands and your head, has developed into such a sophisticated career that I'm telling you, making six figures in the construction industry is extremely realistic. And you can come out of a trade school nearly debt-free, not strapped with the higher education, large student loan debt that suffocates you for the first 15 years of your working life. If you have any interest in the construction industry, the industry is in dire need for qualified young people to get engaged and get committed. So if you want a job where you're working outside, you're meeting great people, and you're working with your hands and you're working with your head, as opposed to being locked in some cubicle somewhere, paying off college debt for 20 years, consider the construction industry and the many trade schools that we have available to you to pursue that career right here in Arizona. So it's going to be very interesting. People, there is pressure on wages right now like I've never, ever seen in my 50 years of being in the Arizona construction industry. The labor shortage is so extreme. The talent pool is so shallow that the pressure, it's nothing for a competitor to reach across to another competitor and steal that employee for another buck an hour, another $2 an hour. They're even doing signing bonuses for cash just to come over and join the new team. So it's absolutely crazy. All the more reason for y'all homeowners considering remodeling projects to proceed with extreme caution. The National Remodeling Index indicates that home remodeling right now is at a hotter, more steep pace than it's ever been in the history of this data being tracked. So you thought we were busy back in 04 and 05 and 06 and 07, and we were. We are now 5 to 10% beyond that level, with about a third of the workforce gone and vacated and no longer available to us. So please, if you're considering remodeling, proceed with extreme caution. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to bring in a couple Roth-certified remodelers from Tucson and from Prescott. We're going to have Tom Riley from Renovations. And we're going to be visiting a little bit about, if you're contemplating doing a remodel, what are some of the things you, the homeowner, need to do, and what you, the homeowner, need to do to hold the contractor accountable to keeping the job on schedule. Because there's nothing more critical to customer satisfaction in the remodeling process than the schedule. People always say, yeah, but how about the budget? Well, I promise you, if you're keeping it on schedule, the chances are much better you're keeping it on budget. That's all in the 10 o'clock hour.
Greg wants to talk about block walls. Sandy wants to talk about aphids again. And an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923. Or you can email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitor all three of those in real time during the broadcast for you, the Arizona homeowner. Every Saturday morning, we're live in Flagstaff for the Home and Garden Show. Opens up here in just about 40 minutes at the Sky Dome.